Unit 19, Buyer Beware. Let the buyer beware is a saying that originated over 2,000 years ago, but the saying may be more important today than it was then. It means that when you shop, some sellers may not be completely truthful. For example, a store may say it's having a sale on its heavy coats. Yet, winter coats of lower quality than the regular coats are brought in just for the sale. They're not the beautiful coats already in stock that everyone admired. So customers need to examine sale items carefully for quality before they buy. Here is another problem. Sometimes a sale sign says 50% off. However, the sale price is not really half price. Instead, special price tags say the original price was more, so buyers aren't getting a bargain after all. So don't just follow the sale signs. Customers need to be cautious for these two reasons. But there are other things to consider. What else should shoppers know prior to making their on-sale purchases? All right. Now down here at the bottom, you're going to be doing the same thing we've been working on all week, which is doing the positive and comparative and superlative forms of the words, filling in the box. So you see the left-hand column there has flat, that's positive. You're going to write the comparative form of that in the middle column, and then all the way in the right-hand column, you're going to do the one that's superlative. Now, you'll see, after you fill in the chart, you'll see that there are four spaces that have an asterisk by them. So you have to write sentences with those words on the back. For instance, in the left-hand column, you'll see warm has an asterisk. So on the back, you have to write a sentence using the word warm. But you also have to do one for the other three words that you haven't written yet to fill out the chart. If you have questions, please ask. Otherwise, do your very best. Good luck.